Shell-shocked. My name is Phoenix Jackson, and I have suffered for many years with erectile dysfunction. During that time, I found very few men willing to have an open conversation about the subject, and to be honest, I would include myself in that unwilling group as well. That is, until now. I have been provided an opportunity to reach a wider audience regarding ED, and I intend to share with whoever will read or listen. Regardless of your circumstance, if you're a man who is experiencing ED, take a moment and read or listen to my story. I'm confident you'll find it worth your time. I am a retired senior leader from the U.S. Armed Forces. I'm a highly decorated combat veteran who found myself in harm's way on more than one occasion. In some circles, some might even call me the stereotypical military badass who was fearless. I've always been kind of proud of that badge of honor. Now, while my initial experience with ED began in the latter stages of my military career, I never spoke up about it. I was mortified at the thought of presenting my problem to a military physician, and as a result, I suffered in silence. There was just no way I was going to speak about this to anyone. After all, I was a combat-proven warrior. I was fearless. Until now. As time progressed and I approached my late 40s, my ability to get an erection during sex was only successful about half of the time. And that's when all sorts of things began to happen, and none of them were good. My partner ridiculed me, saying that a real man wouldn't have that problem. I was humiliated beyond belief. My self-esteem and self-confidence plummeted. My self-image took a dramatic turn for the worse, and my weight rose significantly. I didn't really care how I felt or what I looked like. Of course, I rationalized my issue to be no big deal. After all, there was no way I was going to put myself in another situation where I was sure to encounter yet another epic fail. I found myself feeling vulnerable, scared, uncertain. I was shell-shocked.